we present All Gas and Gators. The bishop gains a reputation. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil. It's noon at St. Ogg's, and in the study at the palace, the bishop and his chaplain are hard at work.
Oh, hurry up, Duke, or we shall miss the post.
I am hurrying, my lord.
Right. Have you got that?
Yes. I'll just read it back to you, my lord. To the Secretary of the Council for the Preservation of Disused Churches. Dear sir, I read in the press that the council is seeking a diocesan bishop to be its president. I wish the council to know that although I have many demands on my time, if called on, I am willing and ready to serve. Yours, etc., Cuthbert St. Ogg's.
Right, I'll sign. A position like this can do a great deal to make one known in a wider field.
Ah, you mean it's good publicity?
Don't you know how thoroughly I dislike that word? No, it's just that the presidency of this council would help me to be better known outside the diocese. Now, where's Henry? It's not like him to be late for his midday sherry.
No, he's been late quite often recently, my lord.
Has he?
As a matter of fact, I wanted to speak to you about the Archdeacon, my lord. I think he's been overdoing it.
No, you could be right. We have been getting through rather a lot of sherry lately.
No, my lord. I mean, I think he's been working too hard.
Henry? I find that hard to believe.
Well, the other night, in the early hours of the morning, when I had to get up to... when I had to get up, I noticed the lights were on in the archdeaconry.
In the early hours of the morning? How extraordinary.
Well, that's what I thought, my lord. Then he's been so tired.
Has he?
He yawned right through matins last Wednesday.
Ah, well, Duke, we are all human, you know.
And at evensong yesterday, during the sermon, he actually went to sleep.
Well, even that doesn't prove anything. Who was preaching?
He was, my lord.
Well, that makes a bit of a difference, doesn't it? Poor old Henry. See who that is, will you, Duke?
Yes, my lord. Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Banner. He did? Oh, right, I'll tell the bishop. It's the Archdeacon's housekeeper, my lord. He's asked her to ring and say he's had to go to London and won't be back till this evening.
London? Where's he gone in London?
Mrs. Banner, do you know where the Archdeacon's gone to in London? He has. Are you sure? Oh, well, thank you. She says it's an address in Harley Street, my lord.
Harley Street? Good gracious.
Oh, my lord, he must be ill. He must be very ill indeed.
Keep the change, Gabby. Messrs. Brown and Hatton, publishers. That's the one. Mr. Brown?
My dear Archdeacon, come into my office. Do sit down. I've got your manuscript here on the top of my desk.
Are you really going to publish it?
Provided you can finish it in the next fortnight, we most certainly are. Have a cigar.
Oh, thank you. So it's a... All right.
If the rest of it's like the chapters you've shown me, it'll be a sensation. That incident in Weymouth. My word, Archdeacon.
Yes, but that was before I had the call.
Tell me, what made you think of writing your autobiography in the first place?
Well, I don't have enough to occupy me.
And what do your colleagues at St. Ogg's think of your breaking into print?
Well, I haven't told them yet.
But you will, now it's all settled.
My word, yes. I can't wait to see their faces, especially the bishop.
What's the time, Newt?
Just after 7, my lord. He should be back any minute.
Oh, poor old Henry. Still, just because he's gone to Harley Street doesn't necessarily mean it's serious.
Doesn't it, my lord? He was very serious when I had to go there with my face.
That'll be him now. Now, go and let him in, Newt, and I'll pour out a glass of sherry.
Right, my lord. Yes, my lord.
Don't say anything to make him think we're worried, will you?
No, no, my lord. No, of course not. Archdeacon, how are you feeling?
Me? Oh, a bit tired, you know. But I have been to London.
Oh, I know, I know, I do know. Now, would you like to rest in the hall here for a few moments?
Oh, not particularly.
Oh, well then, come into the study. That is, if you can manage it.
Oh, thank you.
Let me take your arm.
Here, steady on.
Henry, dear old friend, how are you?
He says he's tired, my
Well,
lord.
Of course.
I've got a confession to make, Bishop. All in good time.
Now, Henry, dear old friend, come along. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
No, Newt, bring that cushion.
Yes. Here, Archdeacon, put this behind your head. Now, is that comfortable?
Yes, thank you. Bishop, I've been keeping something from you.
All in good time, Henry, dear old friend. Just drink this glass of sherry.
No, thank you, Bishop.
Archdeacon!
But, Henry, dear old friend, in all the years I've known you, you never refused a glass of sherry.
Well, I am today, Bishop.
But why?
Because I've got this bottle of champagne instead.
Like Moses!
Champagne, Henry, but why?
Because we are celebrating.
Oh, then the news is good.
It certainly is, Bishop. He's given me another 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh, Henry, is that all?
Oh, it'll be enough, Bishop.
Oh, don't say that, Archdeacon.
Oh, surely you would wish for a little longer than that, dear friend.
No, Bishop, no. I'm getting bored with it.
Oh. Tell me, Henry, have you thought what you are going to do during the next 2 weeks?
Me, Bishop? Oh, I shall shut myself in my bedroom and get on with it.
Henry, you will do no such thing.
No, Archdeacon, you'll come here.
Here? Oh, I might disturb you.
Oh, no, of course, Henry, you won't disturb us.
I'll make a bit of noise, you know.
Oh, no, Henry, don't. I mean, can nothing be done?
No, the machine's too old.
Archdeacon!
Well, we are all mortal, I suppose.
My typewriter certainly is.
Your typewriter? Henry, what are you talking about?
My book, Bishop.
What book?
Has the doctor given you a book, Archdeacon?
Doctor? I haven't been to any doctor.
Then why did you go to Harley Street?
To see my publisher, Bishop. Here, read this.
What is it?
It's a publisher's handout, my lord.
What's it say?
A book in active preparation is the autobiography of the venerable Henry Blunt, Archdeacon of St. Ogg's.
Autobiography? What does this mean?
It's a life of someone written by himself.
Oh, I know that. But Henry, what have you been up to? Whatever made you want to write a book?
Well, Bishop, I don't have enough to occupy me.
Oh, I see. Well, what else does that handout say, Newt?
This frank and honest account of his life and work by a senior churchman will delight and surprise many. His account of his early life, especially one incident in Weymouth, shows that the permissive society is by no means as new as some people would have us believe. Crikey, Moses!
My dear Henry, what was this incident in Weymouth?
A widow, Bishop.
Archdeacon, surely not.
That was before I got the call.
Oh, really, Henry? Even so, do you think it wise to include anything of that nature?
Well, it's the truth, Bishop. There's no point in writing your life if you don't tell the truth.
Oh, well, what else does it say, Newt?
The Archdeacon looks back is likely to prove one of the highlights of the spring list. Interviewed recently, the Archdeacon commented, I've enjoyed writing it and am surprised to find I have total recall. Total recall?
Did you really say that, Henry?
I can't remember, Bishop.
Archdeacon, is anyone here mentioned in the book?
Oh, of course. You're in it, Bishop.
Am I, Henry? In what connection? Not anything to do with Weymouth, I trust.
No. I've just tried to say what a good bishop you are, Bishop.
Ah, Henry, dear old friend, how very nice of you. I must see this at once. Have you got it with you?
No, Bishop, no. The dean has got it.
The dean? Why on earth did you show it to him?
Well, I haven't, Bishop. He was on the train, and I happened to mention it.
You mean he took it?
But couldn't you stop him?
You know the Dean, Bishop.
Oh, yes, I certainly do, Henry. Still, never mind. Let's have some of this champagne. Oh. Get the glasses, Newt. See who that is, Newt.
Right, my lord.
Come on, Henry. Hold out your glass.
Oh, Dean, is that the Archdeacon's manuscript you've got there?
It is, Newt. I wish to see him immediately.
Well, he's in the study with the bishop.
Well, don't stand here talking. Show me in there at once.
Yes, of course. The dean, my lord.
Ah, my dear dean.
You've come just at the right moment. We are about to toast the archdeacon's book.
To do so would be premature, my lord.
What do you mean?
It cannot be published.
Why ever not?
Chapter 8 is unacceptable.
Oh, is that about Weymouth, dean?
No, that is chapter 3. And I'm bound to say, Archdeacon, I'm amazed that you thought fit to include it.
It was before I got the call.
Then it is a great pity the call did not come sooner. However, I am more concerned with chapter 8.
What's that about, Henry?
I can't remember, Bishop.
Let me refresh your memory, Archdeacon. It describes our visit to St. Mary's Ringmold for the bicentenary service.
Oh, what a happy day that was.
What's wrong with the Archdeacon describing that, Dean?
You may remember our arrival at the church was marred by an embarrassment, my lord.
An embarrassment? I wasn't embarrassed.
Were you, Henry?
No, Bishop.
Were you embarrassed, Newt?
No. No more than usual, my lord.
I was embarrassed.
Oh, yes, Dean. I remember. Your surplice was dirty.
My wife had packed a dirty surplice by mistake.
Oh, yes, that's right. And the vicar had to lend you his spare one.
Yes, do you remember, my lord? You said it was surplus to his requirements.
So I did. Now, Henry, have you put that in your book?
Rather, Bishop.
Oh, really? You know, this book sounds as if it should be a great success.
I'm afraid I cannot permit you to print that story, Archdeacon.
Well, but come, Dean. It behoves us clergymen to keep a sense of humor about ourselves. A dirty surplice hardly damages your ecclesiastical reputation.
It is not my reputation that concerns me. It is my wife's.
Mrs. Pugh Critchley's?
As she has just been pointing out, she washes all my linen with her own fair hands.
Doesn't she have a washing machine?
No, no. I have always held them to be an extravagance. Besides, she takes a pride in her domestic skills. Take this handkerchief.
Oh, how kind. Just what I need.
Archdeacon, I didn't mean you to use it.
Sorry, Dean.
My wife wished me to show it to you. To illustrate the quality of her work. Look, my lord, isn't that clean?
Yes, Dean. Well, at least I'm sure it was.
Yes, and it was beautifully ironed.
It is 15 years old.
Well, well.
She asked me to say that, particularly.
Well, I expect you can rewrite that chapter, Henry. So long as you keep my remark in.
Well, won't that be rather difficult, my lord?
Why should it be?
Well, if he's not to mention the surplice.
Well, of course, he must mention the surplice.
Indeed, he must not, my lord.
Well, we can say it was your surplice that was dirty, Henry.
Oh, but it's not true, Bishop.
And the vicar's surplice wouldn't have fitted the archdeacon, my lord.
No, I'm sorry, Dean. It looks as though the archdeacon will have to keep the story as it is.
My wife will never agree to it.
But it's the truth.
So it is, Henry. Dean, surely as a Christian priest, you would wish the archdeacon to tell the truth in his book.
One cannot trample on people's susceptibilities, my lord.
My dear Dean, where would the Church of England be if Martin Luther had worried about people's susceptibilities? The liberty to speak and write the truth without fear or favor is our greatest heritage.
Oh, yes, Dean, that's true.
But I can't have my wife upset, my lord.
You mean to tell us that rather than upset your wife, you would be prepared to muzzle the truth?
Well, if you put it like that...
I do put it like that, dear.
Very well. I will go and tell her what you say.
Would you like a glass of champagne before you go?
Thank you. That will not be necessary. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Henry, a pleasure. I've no time for people who can't laugh at themselves. Now, I want to see the manuscript.
Oh, so do I.
Well, you can't both have it.
Couldn't I read it aloud so we can all hear?
What an excellent notion. Henry, what shall you read? Other than chapter 3.
Well, Chapter 9 is fun, Bishop.
What's that?
Oh, the time you were late for confirmation.
I was?
Oh, yes. You remember, my lord. You were 2 hours late. You overslept.
I did not overslept. I was meditating.
So you say, Bishop. Here, no.
Ooh, is this it? Wait a minute. The memory of the bishop in shirt sleeves and braces, his gaiters unbuttoned, running through the cloisters, shouting, I was meditating, is something I shall never forget. The effect was not lost on the choir boys. Oh, Archdeacon, you are clever. That's wonderful. Don't you think so, my lord?
Henry, is this typical of the style of the book?
Yes, Bishop. It's full of fun.
It certainly sounds it. Come on, we must have some of the champagne.
You really like it?
Oh, I think it's brilliant, Archdeacon. I should think you're going to have a very big success. Another glass for you?
Oh, thank you.
I really congratulate you. Another for you, my lord?
No, thank you. But Bishop, you must.
Aren't you going to toast the Archdeacon?
No, Henry, if you'll excuse me, I suddenly don't feel like champagne.
It's nothing serious, is it, my lord?
That remains to be seen.
What a shame. Still, never mind. To your success, Archdeacon.
Thank you, Newt.
Oh, I suddenly thought of something, my lord.
What, Newt?
Well, you know, you were saying this morning you wish you were better known outside the diocese. Well, this book should be rather a help in that direction, don't you think?
Yes, Newt, I do. Now, where's the map of the diocese? Newt! Where is that wretched boy?
Yeah, my lord. Did you call?
Yes, Newt. Where have you been? Really, it's extremely late.
I'm sorry, my lord. The Archdeacon stayed rather late last night, and I'm not feeling too well, you know, after that champagne. Besides, it's only 8 o'clock.
Precisely. We must get to work.
Work? But aren't you going to meditate?
No. I've been up all night meditating. Now, tell me, when did we last visit St. Simon?
St. Simon's Chuffley?
No, St. Simon's on Godwit Island.
That dreadful place 2 years ago, my lord.
Are you sure?
Oh, I shall never forget it. We went on that awful boat and I was poorly. And then we couldn't get off and we had to stay there for nearly a week. You said you didn't think we'd ever need to visit it again.
Did I? Well, I've changed my mind. A visitation will be made today.
Today? Oh, no, I couldn't. No, not that boat today. No, I couldn't.
Don't
make me.
Not us. The Archdeacon. He shall visit it today.
The Archdeacon? But he's got to finish his book.
Well, I can't help that. He said he hasn't got enough to occupy. Now run round to the Archdeaconry and tell him.
Run?
You heard what I said.
Yes, my lord. My lord?
Yeah, what is it?
Would it be all right if I trot?
Oh, go on, get on. Hurry up.
Yes, my lord. Oh!
Ah!
I'm so sorry, Dean.
Yes, well, please look where you're going, Newt.
And hurry up, Newt.
Yes, my lord.
Now, Dean, what can I do for you?
Yes, I have brought good news about the Archdeacon's book.
Oh, really, Dean? Won't Mrs. Pugh Critchley agree to its publication?
On the contrary, my wife has withdrawn her objections.
Oh, has she?
I have persuaded her that truth must prevail. Ah, dear me, may I sit down?
Well, thank you. Yes, of course, Dean. I think you look exhausted.
Yes, I am a little weary, my lord. And I must confess, I view the future with some misgivings.
The future? Why, Dean?
There is to be a change in our domestic arrangements.
Oh, dear me, but harmony will continue to reign at the deanery, I trust.
That, my lord, depends to some extent on you.
On me?
I need some advice. Some personal advice, which I think you can give me.
My dear Dean, I'm a bachelor.
It is the advice of a bachelor I need. Married men do not usually seek the service that I require.
What service is that?
A good laundry, my lord. My wife has refused any longer to do my washing.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, it's a very serious matter. In this parcel here, I have 2 surplices and 4 collars, as well as a quantity of underclothes and no notion where to take them.
Well, Dean, I think I can give you hope. It looks very doubtful that the Archdeacon's book will be published after all.
But what can stop it now?
Pressure of work. Hmm? The Archdeacon has suddenly realized that there's a great deal of work for him to do.
The Archdeacon? I can't believe it.
Well, nevertheless, it's true. In fact, I happen to know that this morning he's off to make a visitation to St. Simon's Godwit Island.
I'm back, my lord.
Newt, have you told the Archdeacon to go to Godwit Island?
Yes, my lord.
Splendid.
But it's going to be very difficult for him to get back. We rang the jetty and they say they'll have to stay there for at least 10 days.
How did he take the news?
He's delighted, my lord.
Delighted? What about the book?
Well, he's taking it with him. He says it's the perfect place to work and he'll probably finish it early.
Will he? Well, in that case, Newt, I am going to London.
Oh, please, my lord, may I come with you?
No, Newt, you can stay here and find the Dean a good laundry.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I am the Bishop of St. Ogg's. I have an appointment.
Ah, Bishop, how nice of you to come. Please come into my office.
Oh, thank you. I do hope it isn't inconvenient for you to see me.
On the contrary, it's always a pleasure to meet old friends.
Old friends? Surely we've never met before.
Of course not. But I feel I know you well through the Archdeacon's book. That's why I suggested an afternoon appointment. I felt a morning one might interfere with your meditation.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is about the Archdeacon's book that I wish to see you, Mr. Brown.
Oh, really?
I was wondering if publication is to be in any way limited.
Limited?
Well, I was wondering if the publication, you know, is going on sale everywhere.
Oh, yes, indeed. We feel it's a book with the widest possible appeal.
Do you?
It's so refreshing to find someone not afraid to tell the truth. Don't you agree?
Yes, yes. Well, but that is the point that I should like to discuss with you. You see, I am the Archdeacon's bishop.
Oh, I know, my lord. Remember, I've read the book.
Yes, I know. But you see, I feel a great responsibility towards him.
Oh, in what way?
His reputation.
I can assure you, the Archdeacon's reputation can only be enhanced by the publication of this book.
You think so?
Certainly. Now, the reputation of his colleagues is another matter. He's been a bit hard on some of them.
He has?
Yes. At least, I think some of them will feel he has.
Do you think they might object to publication?
They might, but they'd be most unwise.
What?
It would simply appear they admitted the truth of the portrait.
Oh, you think so?
Without question. And it always looks bad when a churchman attempts to muzzle the truth. Don't you agree?
Yes, of course. I suppose it does, yes.
No, I don't think we shall have any trouble like that. I confidently expect everything will roll on smoothly till publication day. It's almost exciting. There's bound to be a good press coverage. And I'm expecting an absolute sellout in the first week.
Are you indeed?
They don't seem to have delivered the paper this morning, my
lord. No, I cancelled it.
But don't you know what today is?
Today is something special today.
It's publication day. You know the Archdeacon's book. There's probably something about it in the paper.
Oh, really, Newt, really? If I'd realized that, of course, I wouldn't have cancelled it. is there any mail?
Yes, there's a letter from the Secretary of the Council for Disused Churches.
Oh, do they want me to be president?
I'm afraid not, my lord. They say they want someone better known. Of course, they do say it very politely.
Hmm.
Who can that be?
Oh, don't let them in, Luke. Don't let them in. I don't want to see anyone today. I am going to meditate.
It's the Archdeacon.
Bishop, have you seen the papers?
No, Henry, and I don't want to.
But they've mentioned you.
I bet they have.
What? They said, Archdeacon.
Look.
Wait a minute, here we are. An unusual bishop. In a notably frank and outspoken autobiography, an incident in Weymouth is almost too frank. Crikey Moses, Archdeacon.
It was before the call.
The Archdeacon of St. Ogg's draws a striking portrait of his bishop, Dr. Cuthbert Heaver. At a time when there is general concern for the quality of the episcopate, it is refreshing to hear of a bishop like Dr. Heaver. He emerges from this book as not only a great shepherd and pastor, but as a good and very human man.
Henry,
I told you I'd say what a good bishop you are, Bishop.
My lord, this will make you really well known.
Oh, let me see. Oh, see who that is, Newt.
Right, my lord. Oh, it's probably the secretary of the council for disused churches. I expect he's read the papers and changed his mind.
Well, if it is, you can tell him I've changed my mind.
Hello? St. Ogg's Palace here.
Oh, Henry, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Oh, you're not the first, Bishop.
Really? Who's beaten me to it?
The Dean.
What, you mean he called round specially to see you?
No, I passed him just now. He's outside his house with a van.
A van? What sort of van?
Well, it looks as if he's having a washing machine delivered. Oh.
My lord?
Is it the secretary, Newt?
No, my lord. It's for the archdeacon.
Henry, someone's rung you up to congratulate you.
Who can that be?
It's a lady.
A lady? Oh, my dear Henry.
Did she give her name, Newt?
No, archdeacon. But she said she was speaking from Weymouth.
Weymouth? Oh, no.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mr. Brown, Michael Kilgarriff. The Bishop Gains a Reputation was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dice.